number of nachim tashma. But medvar mishnei madukin baba hoisa tells you that you don't shalach me amos v'gal v'raya. Right, seems to be a very, very innocent brisa. That when do you split if shnei madukin baba? But if one of them is holding the tus, then amos v'gal v'raya, then he wins. Hechdami ine mikir kani pshita. If it just means what it means on a simple level, then if I'm holding a talis and you say it's yours, I win, then that's obvious. Everyone knows that you can't just go and say that my things are yours. But it must be talking about a case of takvech fanenu. All the Rishonim read must be in a case of shasakul of sof tzavach, right? And therefore, it's proving it's being poshut. Rav Zeira Zibaya, that we see that shasakul of sof tzavach wins. He keeps it. The Gemara answers no. Loch lo hachmai skin from the asul kam kvislo savayve amalei zilu plogu. Enough kavod or asul kitovs lechad minayhu. Hayom yodilei v'hayom bedami igarti niyalei. It's talking about an entirely different case, right? The two of them come. Shneimos from Talis. Bezin says split it. They go out to split it. They come back. One of them's holding it, and the one who's holding it time is the other guy who's molded to me. The other guy, Tainas, I wasn't molded to you, I rented it to you, but it's still half, I rented you my half, but it's still mine. So who wins? So the guy's holding it wins. Why? They say his Tainas is just not believable. Until now, you claimed he was trying to steal a talus from you. It means you called him Big Gazlo, and now you're going to rent it to him without aid him and trust him with it? It's not reasonable, you're obviously lying, that's why the guy's holding it wins.
Doesn't it have any sort of function to make sure that the psak din is carried out the way it's supposed to be?
Meaning, why is Bezdin sending them on their own to keep the ochsen, to keep doing this ochsen metalis? So that might depend on the machlokas we're going to see between Tosos and the Rambam, right? If you assume that fundamentally, I was going to say, according to Tosos, fundamentally it should work out, because if the other guy grabs it from me, then I'll be able to tiny grabs it from me and win. So what normally it will be.
At this point, when they're already in the best, why should they have there be room for tinyness and pulling and all this? Bezdin should make sure that...
Bezdin should take the talus and make sure that it gets split. So that's a good question. It could be that I'm not sure whether Bezdin normally says no, it's not our problem to split it, you guys go split it, or whether no, Bezdin might go split it, just as a case where they decided they would go split it.
They
didn't
have to come to Bezdin, they could do it themselves.
It's a good question. I'm not sure it's Sarkian. Why doesn't Bezdin get to take a more activist role here in making sure that the talus is disposed of properly?
Maybe there's the question of whether there's a shuor or not, who that they decided on their own to do arbitration all the good bar told these there is no psak that we have to look at that.
Right, okay. So Yosef was saying according to Shim Gebetzes here, who says it's a case where they're mochel to each other the shuor and they decided to work it out on their own, then it might answer Aaron's question, which is they're working it out on their own. But in a chanami, Bezdin would have confiscated it and given it to a bailiff to hold on to.
What was Bezdin back then? Bezdin was three guys sitting by the shar.
We
look at Bezdin as a court system with the whole thing.
Right, so Mordechai is arguing, saying, no, it's not fundamentally Bezdin Zachariah to be sure of the things you're fighting over. They're Christ to Paskin. They Paskin's half and half. What do you do if it's half and half? Go split it half and half. Each of you hold on to your half. It's not their Christ to make sure that no one takes the money afterwards. Okay, it's an interesting question.
American court system, they pass in and you go out, like, let's say you owe rent. So they say you owe 10 months rent. Then you go out and we had a case.
Then it's not so
push. And they don't pay it, and then you have to go back in.
Right, so it's a push. It's here with the argument over the end, and it's already in Bezdin. Would Bezdin be more active about it? And my intuition is with Morty that it's not necessarily Bezdin's job to make sure no one steals something after they paskin. It's their job to paskin. And then it's your job to hold on to your property after Bezdin paskins.
Everybody is just enamored with Bezdin and will do everything that they say.
They're assuming that it's not their job to be a security firm. It's their job to paskin. Once they paskin, it's your job to hire a security firm if you're afraid of the other guy. Or if you want to make a compromise, you could say Anachrami, by special request, perhaps Bezdin would consider intervening and confiscating the talus. But my intuition is warning that without, even though you might think, look, it's Bezdin's job to run the whole world, but no, with at very least, without barring special request, it's not Bezdin's job to make sure someone doesn't steal something after they paskin about it. It's Bezdin's job to paskin, to give the halacha now. If you say, well, maybe you paskin, the guy will steal from me as soon as we leave Bezdin, that's a different story. But certainly you'd have to make a special request. Okay, that's one dechiyah. The second dechiyah is... Or the other option is that it's closer to the Pashup shot of the Brisa. It really means closer to the Pashup shot. It's contrasting the case of the Mishnah with the case where there wasn't Shnei Moksim Talos at all, where one guy comes into Bez and holding it and the other guy says it's mine. What's the halving? Isn't it obvious that whoever's holding something keeps it? The answer is Mesibach Sruche. One guy was holding it, the other guy wasn't Ochsim, but he was grabbing at it. Meaning, he didn't have his hand on it in a way that he could hold on to it, but he did have his hand on it. He had his hand on it, but without a grasp. And therefore, you might have had a Havamina that, he wasn't holding anything, but still, you might have had a Havamina at the very least, the latest Hasafik Mishai to it. And at the very least, maybe even according to some chas, who hold that mamon and multiple suffik holkim, when we saw that the drawer to mamonos brought in, that if you really have a suffik, he's willing to say mamon and multiple suffik holkim if there's really grounds for us to be a suffik. So you might.
I feel pretty sure.
So you might have a havamina that. You might have a havamina that this considered an objective suffik whose talus it is. And therefore, according to Somchus at least, there's grounds to split it. Kamash midin mavan multiple suffik holkin, even if not midin shnei mochsin. Kamash will sircha lav klomu, just like sircha is not an achiza, you're not mochsin going to have to talis. So too, sircha is not really an objective, it doesn't create an objective 50-50 suffik whose talis it is. It just is something totally ignored, and therefore the guy who's holding the talis wins. Bisader. Okay, we'll come back to these two akimtas in a moment. First, let's try to understand the... original suffix. What are the what are the two sides of the ibaya? And in the end, shosak ulbasof savach. And in the end, simple pshat is, even though there's a funny toast about this, that the Ibaya is not Ifshita, right? We try to be post-Ibaya. We have a Dechia. Later on, the Gemara says in Timsalom or one way, in Timsalom or the other way, without a clear Pshitas of the Ibaya. Pash is the Ibaya Dele Ifshita, and it ends up being a Sveka Tadina, which makes sense. Why the Rambam paskins that? You know, we leave it in his hand, but if the other guy grabs it, then he can grab it. I mean, it's a Sveka Tadina. There's no way to know. So therefore, we don't get involved. Now, question is, what are the tzadim of the Ibaya? So, Pashup shot in the Gemara. What are the tzadim in the Ibaya? What are the two tzadim in the Ibaya? Right? Tzad Aleph, Tzad Beis. So one side of the Ibaya is... Shtika Kodah, and why do we care about Hodah? Exactly. So, Shtika Kehodah and Hodas Baldin Kemeya Edim. Right? The other side of the Ibaya is what we said, right? There's a psychological Ibaya. Right? So the Pashup Shat is that it's a psychological Ibaya or Vishtika is not Koda because he just figures he's not silent, he's giving any silence, he figures the Dayanim will take care of it. Will take care of it on their own.
And then you wouldn't need Selah.
What?
You wouldn't need
Selah. No. Because, no, it's like this. If he's quiet and he stays quiet and the Yonim awarded to the other guy and he goes out of bed and he stays quiet the whole time, then obviously he really was Moder, right? But he never objected at all. If he really was figured that the Yonim would take care of it, when he saw they weren't taking care of it, he would have been Savach. Right? So it's only a Savach in Shasach Ulvasov Savach. However, the Chiddush HaRan is not coming from this direction. He's coming from the next sugya of almost Takva Koli, as we've hoped, perhaps we've gotten a chance to see. But what does the Chiddush HaRan say? He says, not so pashtuni. He makes it very, very complicated. How does he make it very complicated? What's pshat?
It goes back to the original thing we're talking about when they had the Zich holding half.
Exactly. He goes back to the very first shear of the year, right? He says, no, this goes back to the question of why Shnayim Ochsa Metalis are Yachloku in the first place. What does the Chiddush HaRan say? At least in his main pshat, which we'll see is what he's going to carry through later. This is a Lamdish Ibaya. What does he say? He says, it's Pashut. That it's a Suffolk Hodah. Pashut, that it's a Suffolk Hodah. That they knew. They knew they weren't good enough psychologists to figure out whether it's a Hodah or not a Hodah. Pashut, it's a Suffolk Hodah. So then what's the Tutsud in the Suffolk?
Is it each one of theirs? Is it Suffolk
Hodah? Right, what did Tosfos say in the beginning of the second Daf Beis and Aleph? Why did they split the Talos? It's a Chazaka, Amen Sadi, Kol Mashtaf Siyadim Shalom. Oh, it's a Chalukah Bevadai. Right, so if it's Chaluka Bevadai, or the other option is, no, this is not Stam case when I have my wallet in my pocket, that's not in Sadi, it's my wallet. But over here, when you have two guys, holding onto a talis, they're fighting over it. Obviously we have no Anand Sadi, whatever. We clearly have no Anand Sadi whose talis it is. It's a total toss-up. It's just that each guy keeps the half their muhsuk on, or perhaps it's Maman Mutwa Safe Khokin. So he says one sad is that this is a chaluka misafik, right? There is no anensadi that or chazaka shekol ma shetachas yado shel adam harizeh shelo. Why? Because that chazakah, that Anand Sadi, is the regular guy who has a cell phone in his pocket, who has a wallet in his pocket, who's carrying an umbrella, who's wearing a coat. When two people are fighting over something anyway, then obviously we don't really know who it belongs to. Obviously we have no idea who it belongs to. We just have to use some rules to be machriya. Or, and if it's a chaluk misafek, then what do we say? It's only safek whose it was in the first place. And now it's a safek whether he was modeh. So what do we say? Suffolk, most of you tell you they Suffolk. Lemaise, it's a Suffolk. What's the rule of a Suffolk? If it's a Suffolk, who gets the money? Everyone knows. Whoever's holding onto it gets the money, right? Suffolk, motzi midei. Suffolk, the ein motzien, talis, miyad, hatoke. Right, it's one big Suffolk. We didn't know his talis was in the first place. Now we don't know, maybe he was, even though we were good at paskin half and half, but now maybe it was Modiriyuf, maybe it was Modiriyuf when, as opposed to, no, Chaluka Betoras Vadai. Obviously, by Vadai, I don't mean Vadai 100% as if we have Brucha Kodesh. I mean Vadai, I'll pee the rules of Chazaka and Rov and the Torah, that there's a rule of the Torah that we assume until proven otherwise, that if you're holding up something, it's yours, because the nature of the world is that 99% of the people who are holding on to things, it's theirs, and even though Shnayim Ochsa Metalis, they're fighting over it, like Tosfos said in Beis Amud Aleph, right? Like Tosfos said in Beis Amud Aleph, and in Sadi, that, after all, why would you each be holding half? It must be, it's half yours and half yours. It's a chaluk b'toras vadai, if, say, what do we say? Ein safek motzi mitei vadai, and you have to return the half to the Vadai owner. That's the two sides of the two studs in the Suffolk, according to the Sharan. It's a Lundish Suffolk about who's really whose talus it was to start with. Was it vadai half yours, vadai half mine? Or were we masupik and we were going to split it because of a suffix? Now, if kaminas, will a suffix of da work to be motzi amidei the mochzak? This is the pshat really he's going to stick with. He throws in here another possibility, which I'll put in parentheses. He throws in here another possibility, although when it gets to the next sugya of Hikdishi Lo Tafka, that's not going to carry through so much. Which is really the same thing, almost the same thing. Hikdishi alternative, that it's a psychological Ibaya. And what does he say? He says, Pashut Shehachaluka Mitam Safek. And this sad ends up the same anyway. Chaluka Mitam Safek. And it's a Safek Hoda'a, etc. Once the Chaluka Mitam Safek is a Safek Hoda'a, so Safek Hoda'a is enough to override the Safek Chaluka. Or the other side of the equation is, it's vadai, not hodah. Obviously, it's vadai, not hodah. You have to give it back. But either way, the side that it works is the same side. Safek, motzvidei safek. He just has two formulations with the other side. The other side that it was chaluk mitam vadai, ain't safek motzvidei vadai. Or the other side that it's not even a safek hodah. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about.
You have to say that's a real
anansadi
from the
math,
or even say that it's just
muksak on
the
math
would be enough to call it a
radai. No, it's pretty clear from his when he explains the sugya v'kdisha v'lo tafka later on in the Gemara that it has to be an anansadi and not just a muksak v'lo farai. That's, I think, clear from what he says in the next ket of the sugya. Now, what the Ran says, right, this chiddush Ran is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. It's almost like you feel it was like, Brisker Magid Shear, who says, oh, I came across the sugya here. It sounds like there's arguing. Do people think one way? Do people think the other way? What's the umna of people's psychology when they're quiet? No, chas v'shalom. Really, everyone knows psychology. They're arguing about the lumdus of Shnayim Olos and the Tavis. And I have to say a lumdus. The Ran, obviously, is not saying that just because he has to say a lumdus. The Ran tells you why he says his pshat, because it's going to help him in the next sugya of Hikdisha B'lo Takva. I mean, then if you read the round of the next, so you'll see how. Here he just says, cryptically, I have to say this and I've arrived from the next sugya. Yeah.
I just want to point out that the first, simple way to explain the Gemara, I think I saw that. It's not the question that you'll say that the shtika in this case is the Kameh Eden.
Okay, hold that thought. You're stealing the edge. good, Baruch Hashem. It helped. The Ran says that the main reason he says this fancy lumdish pshat is because of what he wants to say in the next sugya, Hikdisha B'lo Takva. But the Achronim point out that you don't have to go to the next sugya to find an incentive to say the Ran's pshat. Even in this sugya, it sounds like, you can prove the Ran's pshat, because what's the main difficulty that everyone deals with in this sugya? Everyone deals in this sugya with, let's look at the line in the Gemara. Shetalis yotzim itach yotzim lechem ayam motzi b'kal of haraya. Right? Hacha ba'ela shetak fa'echad b'faneinu. What is the havamina of the Gemara? Now, of course, you can always say, some are going to say, this is just a havamina. But l'chore, the havamina is not rejected. It was just you could have an alternative shot. Right? They never said there's something illogical with the Havamina. So let's assume that the Havamina would be logical. It's just they were docha. There were two other ways to read the Braisa. But what's a logical way to read the Braisa? What do we say? Hamotzi mechavel olav haraya in a case of tatva bifaneinu v'shasach ulvasof tzavach. Tatva bifaneinu shasach ulvasof tzavach. Now, what's the problem with that? According to the mainstream way of reading the sugya, I just pointed out, the Achronim like to point out, that I don't think you need a raya that someone's not reading the Gemara like the Chiddush Ran. Chiddush Ran's a big Chiddush, not Pashup Shat. But just in case you need a raya, they point out, for example, the Lashon HaRosh here is clearly against the Chiddush Ran. Again, not that I think you need a raya, meaning Mestama, the sugya doesn't mean like the Chiddush Ran unless you say it does, because that's not the simple Shat. But when the rusher brings down our sugya, he does say, "Um, Mi amrinim mi de ishtik. Right, he adds a word. Mi amrinim mi ishtik vaday uduyi odile. Right? Odilma came and said, what does he say? Vaday uduyi odile. Right? The Rosh says, no, don't give me this Rechidush Aran. I don't think the Rosh knew Rechidush Aran. I think he was just saying, Shadli Mar, Vaday uduyi odile. Right? What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, it's a vade. Don't give me this suffix. I'm no suffix huda and suffix multi-day suffix. We're talking about a vade huda. Case closed. Right? So, what's the problem? If it's a... And what do they want to prove? Ha multi raya in the case of... And what does that prove? Proves which side of the machlokas? Which side of the ibaya? First or second side, the way I wrote it on the board? They're trying to prove the first side, right? Proves... the first side of the Ibaya, that the Tkifa works. What's the problem? The problem is, what does it sound like? According to the Tzad that Shasach Sovach works, it works, but you can still bring a Raya. It works until you bring a Raya. The problem is, if it works mitam Hodah, then Hodah's Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami, and even a Raya shouldn't help, right? Even if you bring Eidim into your Talish, it shouldn't help, because Hodah beats Eidim. So that's the question which, you know, the Achronim were bothered by on our sugya. What taka is the din? Here's really the nafkamina, right? Really saying, sounds like even if shasas of sof savach is hoda'ah, you can still bring Eidim to prove it's your Talos. Ah, but if you're a Moda, how could you bring Eidim? Hodas Val, remember, Hodas Val be Eidim Dami, Hodas Val meets be Eidim. Right? Once you're Moda, you can't bring Eidim. So, here we get to the fundamental Machlok is a poskim. Taka, what happened in Shasas Gulvzov Tzavach? Can you bring Eidim or can you not bring Eidim? If you take the pshat, pasha pshat in the Gemara, that shasach l'zov tzarach is hoda'ah, hoda'as baal din kei mei eidim dami, then what should you paskin? Should you paskin that once you're shasach l'zov tzarach and you lose, can you bring eidim to prove your case or not? Right? So according to this pshat, it's too late to bring Eidim after Shasak Uluv Tzov Tzavach. Does anyone hold that way, that it's too late to bring Eidim after Shasak Uluv Tzov Tzavach? Yeah, who? Says the Torah, Ha'yishnayim adugim avatak v'echem faneinu v'tzavach lo avat z'chuso. Shasak arei hodol sh'yishalov avat z'chuso. Vafilu shasak t'chila v'chakach tzavach havyekodah kemen sh'shasak t'chila. Right, shasak tzavach l'maisa is like hodah. V'ayomar avat yoni arashdal sh'afilum yavi eidim achakach sh'yishalov lo mahani leidodos ba'alim k'me eidim dami. Right, this is the rush. Right? V'adei du yodilei v'hodos ba'alim. Again, if we assume, right, if we assume, like the Pasha Pshat in the Rush, that he's talking about Shasak L'Sov Tzavach. I mean, that's the last thing he discussed. This be the Rush L'Shitase. Then this is the Shita of the Rush, and who quotes the Ramah? The Rush. The Rush, the Torah, and who brings down the Rush? The Ramah. Ramah says, V'yish omrda filo mei v'edim acharkach shishol olom ahani leidu dos ba'alik v'edim dami tor v'shem harash. Now, the Shach says that the Bach disagreed. The Bach says, nah, they weren't talking about Shasak Ulusov Tzavach. They couldn't have meant that about Shasak Ulusov Tzavach. But the Bach Olek Omer, no, the Ramah is wrong, that Shasak Ulusov Tzavach didn't do work. He says no pshat divrei the Torah and the Rambah are near and the gamma sefer lamahani edim. No pshat, right? The shach says lamahani edim. The shach, right? All say edim don't work. Why don't edim work? Because if you have a dust balik by edim dummy, if you have a dust balik, then edim aren't going to help. Even if it's only suffix of dust balik. It's still not going to help because maybe it was Odas, so maybe the Edom don't help, so you can't take the talus back from you. The truth, yeah? Okay, hold that thought, good. The truth is that if you really think about it, even the Bach really agrees with the, in terms of learning the Gemara with the Rush. Because the Bach says, no, given that we're in Poshet Ibaya, I think Edom should work. But he agrees that according to the first side of the Ibaya, Edom shouldn't work. So really, even he agrees that in the Gemara, according to the first side of the Ibaya, Edom shouldn't work. This is the Shita of Shad of the Russian Torah, the Ramah, and the Shach, that Edom don't work, so once you have old dogs, it's too late to bring Edom. Yomi asks, and all the Achronim asks, what about the Gemara? Right? What about the Gemara? That is exactly what the Gra says on the Rama. The Gra says. The Gra says, let's say this. What about the Gra says? What about the Gemara? It can't be. I'm ultimately of a variety. We see that it didn't do work. Right? So, what about the Gemara? So all of the Achronim say, Each of the Achronim has a slightly different way of reading. Even the Rishash, if you have a Rishash correctly. Okay, let's. Hold on. What's the Pshat? Pshat is it never. Multivariate variety doesn't mean you can go find Edom that is your talus. Taka finding Edom that is your talus won't help. What does a multivariate variety mean? So the Achronim say the Gemara. It means either two things. The Rishash in the back of the Gemara says, do I have a Rishash here? Yeah. The Rishash says, Kashli al das Ramah, etc. What is the Ramah going to do with this Gemara? That's all the Achronim asked. Right, so Mekuf Lama Chesed Vada. Feel me, Yishu Sik Edom Achakach Lo Mahani. Do those Balim Pei Edom Dami. V'Halchatani Motzim Rehol V'Raya. What does the Motzim Rehol V'Raya mean? Edom won't help. You already mowed it. The Mashma Duraya Kopana Mahani. Filushin first you were Madavka Shosak me Trilibiat Sof Mikamakum Fisakita Rav Nachman Shosvich Nami Odohi Bivadai. And that's what he says, even if you're going to say like the Bach, still, that once the Suffolk Edom will work, but still, within the first side of Ibaya, if the Vade Hoda Edom wouldn't work. But Sas Bitum Shahim Rizah, the Tum asked that question, the Tum asked the question and rejected the Shach. But what if you want to defend the Pshach and Shah and the Ramah and the Rush? And the Rush would be work well with Shitase. The Raya Purusha Bir Dvarim. Raya means clarification. What is he saying? He says, means, Raya doesn't mean prove it's my talus. Raya means one of two things. The way the Rishash says is, means, prove that he was modeh. More explicitly, like the Rishash, and Echnami. How about the Raya? Doesn't mean go prove it's your talus. It's too late to prove it your talus. You were already molded by being Shosek. It means prove that he was molded more than you were. Why? Because I was molded implicitly. If I can prove he was molded explicitly, then that's a good Raya. Right? Meaning the only way to beat Odas Balden is if I get a better Odas Balden from him. I was molded to Shnika Toda. But if I bring Edom who said he was. To Edom, overheard him talking on the cell phone afterwards to his girlfriend. Said, ha ha, I beat the guy. Of course it was his talus, but look how much I won. You know, then, and even that, you might say he was joking, whatever. Let's say they found, a good, really, really good evidence that he was molded explicitly. Then, that would be a raya. Or the other Achronim say.
This is Gil Milsa, is that what you're saying?
What?
Is the Rosh saying Gil Milsa?
Well, what he's saying is if he was molded explicitly, then that would be megala that I wasn't mode. Or better, he says, not prove it's my talus. Prove that I didn't intend my shtika
as Hodah. This is what the other Achronim say. Meaning, it's not good enough to prove this by Talos. No, that's too late. I was already Moda. But what can I do? Let's say I bring two Edim to prove that I told someone at the time that I was only being Shosek because I thought that the Edim would take care of it. Or to aid him to prove that my plan all along was that I was going to be Shosek and then bring it up later, you know, when these aid him come into court. What you need is two aid him who can prove that I never intended to be moved in the first place by proving that I was only Shosek because I was planning to scream later because I thought they were going to take care of it. Basically, you have to be Nidchak in the Gemara and say, Hamozim Echol Raya doesn't mean prove it's my talus. Proving it's my talus won't help. I was already molded it's your talus. It means either prove that you admitted that I'm right, or prove that I didn't admit that I'm that I was right. You have to have a slightly dochu pshat and also hear all of
Araya. Yeah, what's the role of Araya? Means two things. It means that I can't take care of him without Araya, and also that I bring Araya to prove from him. So sometimes it doesn't mean I can't, because I don't have Araya, it's because it belongs to him. That doesn't mean anything.
That's not meduyik in the lashon. No, the Chazal all over, for example, even on those days. Of our circuit type of going, assume that they you can be dying of a lashon of zohar l'varaya. I hear you're tying. Maybe if like some yeshiva guy nowadays said it, you'd be right. But in the lashon of the Tanaim, we assume you can be medayik.
The first pshat of the Rashash that we just gave that over there, we're saying that there are actually like you know different levels of edus. Meaning, if you say well, that's about this kavod, it's like the most, it's the I guess the strongest level of mirror you could possibly have, and you can't break it. But there's still levels within that of implicit versus explicit. I mean, once we're already using it, we're positing off there, we'd be motzi from somebody else or whatever it is. It's a little bit like hard to say that we're going to have different.
I hear you, Taina. I hear your Taina. But I hear your Taina. But I'm not utterly convinced. What you're saying is, once we paskin that something's kamei edim, how can you have something better than that? So.
It should be no worse than like a case of
tray or something. It should be no worse than tray or tray, and in tray or tray, it's not going to help for me to get it out of the guy who's holding it, right? So I think the answer is that you compare this more to like two. I know it's not such a great comparison. First of all, maybe the Rashash is wrong, or you compare it more to two Edim who come and say. I mean, here's an interesting question: what if two Edim testify Reuben killed Shimon? And two Edom come and testify that those Edom made a certain mistake. That these two Edom come and testify that there was a guy who looked like Reuven and wasn't Reuven and looked like Reuven killing Shimon. Would that be a tray, or would the second set of Edom win? So I don't know, this is very subtle and each case is different, but it could be that if two Edom come and explain why the first two Edom made a mistake, then they're Naaman. And over here what you have is the second Hodah coming and explaining that we're mistaken in reading the first Hodah, in interpreting the first Hodah.
Could we just say one guy was Moldah and the other guy's Moldah just goes back? You don't have to get rid of the original Hodah.
Okay, that would be a very, very fascinating question. What would we do in such a case? This has to do with Trey Trey's fake of the Rice, Trey Trey's fake of the Rabbanim, perhaps, if you really equate Hodah.
It's different than anything. They're contradicting each other. The Hodah, they're not.
Maybe they would cancel out. Okay, F sure. You have to mind in the Lashon of Rashash sounds more like what I was saying. But F sure. Okay. However, that's all a dochet pshat of the Gemara. The Gra says no. The Gra on the Shulchan Aruch is Lashitase, what he says on Lishitasi, what he says in our sugya, right? Says the Gra, Vieshon of Filosoloko Yelarisha, no. Only if you're Shosek Legamre could it be that Edom don't work. Shosek Legamre, but Seifa Shosek Vade Nemer Baraya. And the Seifa Vade Edom are good enough to overrule Yehudah. Kumo Shakasav, Toshma, Vedabar, Mukhle, Motivar, Baraya, Elov, Huli, Shmami, Nodar, Baraya, Neman. Right, obviously Baraya Neman. And he says, Hudas Ritva. By Ritva he means Miyuchasim L'Ritva. They already printed the Miyuchasim L'Ritva as the Ritva in his days. And that's exactly what he says in the Shad Gemara also. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, very Pasha. The Ritva says, how did they know to make the Okimta in the Brice of Shasak Ulvasov Tzavach? The end, and not Shasak L'Gamrei, Shasak Mitzvil Yatzov, says Pashat. Because it says Edom still work, and Edom only work on Shasak Ulvasov Tzavach. Edom only work on Shasak Ulvasov Tzavach.
So that's what the Gross is inside of the Gemara. Gross is the same thing all over. What is what's the other side of this equation? The Pasha of Shad of the Gemara, which the Gemara based on the Yuchasim L'Ritva and the Nesivas and the Taz and most of the Achronim take this Pshat in the Gemara, right? Right? The other Pshat is, right? The Gra, the Yuchasim L'Ritva. Most Achronim. And this is obviously the Pshat in the Gemara, right? Pshat in the Gemara is that still work after Shasak Ulvasov Tzavach, even according to the Tzad, first Tzad of the Baya, even according to the Tzad of the Baya, that it's a Hoda'ah, Edom still work. Why would Edom work? So the Gra doesn't say, and the Yuchasim L'Ritva doesn't say, but the Achronim, the Nesivas and the Taz point out, the Nesivas and the Taz and the Ketzos all point out, this is a good raya for, what? For the Chedush Iran, right? Right, Nicha Lefi Chedush Iran. Why would Edom still work? Even according to the first Tzad of the Baya, it's only a Safek Hodah, right? We never thought it was really a Hodah. It was only a Safek Hodah. There is no Tzad. Look, we're around. There's no Tzad that it's a Vade Hodah. There's one Tzad, either both Tzadim are that it's a Safek Hodah, and they're arguing that Shaymos of Talis. Or one side of the Safek Hodah, one side it's Vaday Nara Hodah. But if it's only Safek Hodah, then, so it's Pashut, that Edim can be Machriya, a Safek Hodah. If we're not sure if you're mowed in the first place or not, so Pashut, if you bring Edim that you're right, then the Edim ain't Safek Hodah Vaday, the Edim will be Machriya that you weren't mowed in. Right, that's Pasha, Edom Machriya that you weren't Moda. Okay, this gets into the Shach and Bach. Anyone have a chance to be eyeing the Shach and the Bach? Can Edom be Machriya Safek Hodah or not? Well, that's a Sidur Ken. Right, that's the Bach, Pasha Pshah. We're not sure if you're Moda or not, but if they're Edom, then you're right, then Mastama, you weren't Moda. What are the odds you were Moda if you're right?
Can't you say the same far? You say the Rush's explanation of the Gemara is right? Same point that when, if I have Edom, clearly I never went to be Moda?
Even if it was a Vade Hodah, it was only a Vade Hodah based on interpretation.
Right.
And if we have Edom, that's Eli Melsa, that our interpretation was incorrect. Edom always work after an implicit Hodah. Because we see that we read your silent or implicit statement wrong. And then you could, Bipshitas, defend the Rush. I totally hear your taina. I hear your taina. I'm trying to figure out why none of the Achronim said this. Some of the Achronim said halfway towards you. They said, if you could prove there were Edom, if he knew the Edom were coming in a minute, then that would explain why he was silent. But you're saying much better than that. What you're saying is, Be'ikaron, anytime we have to interpret your words to get to Hodah, we'll revise our interpretation based on the fact that it's not mistaken that people who are right would be voted. That's a good hara. I'm not sure if there's a reason why the Achronim don't take that approach or not. Sorry to you. What we're saying is that a main nafkamina, and this is how the Ketos explains it, and the Nesivos, and the main nafkamina between the Chiddush Iran and the and the Rush, let's say, and the Pshat of the Sogya, that according to the Chiddush Iran, it's only Safek Hodah. So we understand why Hamotz Rival of a Raya, you could bring a Raya to override the Safek Hodah. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. And that's the Gra, and that's the Yuchasim L'Ritva. But according to the Pshat, according to the Rush,
It's a vade hudah, and a vade hudah, you can't bring edim, you have to be nidchak a little in the price of otzur el v'rayim. The nafkamina is the machlokus between, let's say, the shach versus the grah, as to whether hudah works or hudah doesn't work, would depend whether you interpret it as a vade hudah or as a safik hudah, would be the machlok bitaloi on the brush l'shitase versus the chidush rabban. That is sort of two ways to read the Gemara. So one way, and this is what the Tosfos and Yeshivas say. The Tosfos and the Yeshivas. And others say it works out fine according to Lucia Ron, and maybe we're giving a raya that the Gra and the Mechasim L'Ritva interpret our Gemara like the Lucia Ron.
Just answer Yosef's comment. Perhaps you could say that when we say Shtika Hoda'a, when we say it's Vada'i, it's halachically this is Hoda'a. It's not an assumption any longer. It is. So if he's Tzava, then it's his own reaction that's changing it. But Aiden can't change his reaction, and it is Hoda'a. It makes no difference to us whether he was Shotek or whether he said it to Femaleh. Aiden certainly wouldn't work against if he said it to Femaleh.
When you're saying Shtika Hoda'a is not an umden of Shtika Hoda'a, if you have a real Shtika, that's a ipso facto Hoda'a.
Would Aiden overcome a real Hoda'a when he said it to Femaleh?
Definitely not.
Right? So we say that the Shtika is the same thing.
Okay. That's just a Chiddush.
Right.
Now, however, there's potentially a third way to explain the sugya, right, and justify the grun yuchasim l'ritva as well. Maybe there could be another explanation for it. What?
Just like everyone else.
Who's everyone else?
Isn't the grun?
Okay. Sorry. Here's my question. My question is, can you? Okay, let's hazard the two ways we have so far. You're right. What are the two ways we have so far? One way is the derech of the rush leading to the shach. What are we doing here? We take the ibaya kipshuto, and we're nidchak in the lashon of hamotz mechaber all of haraya. Right? Doesn't mean a regular raya. It means like after a raya that you weren't really molded, or a raya the other guy was molded. The other option is that we take Hamotzi Mechorel of Haraya Kipshuto, but we're Nidchak in the Ibaya. Although, as the Chidushiran tells us, there'll be incentives to do so in the next sugya, right? We say the Ibaya is this funny thing about Safek Hodah. Can we have our cake and eat it too? Can we say, no, the Ibaya was a Pashut psychological Safek, whether it's a Vade Hodah or not a Vade Hodah? And the Eden still works. It's the Losing of Horel of Mariah. Can we? Spear?
I messed up.
Okay. What do you want to say? You want to say no. The Ibaya is Kipshuto, either it's Hodah or it's not. Don't give me something that does. But nonetheless, even if it's Hodah, Eden still work. If it's Hodah, why did Eden work? One shot is Eden don't work. The other shot is it's only something Hodah. Can it be that it's a Vadai Hodah and Eden still work? Yes. What were you
yes,
to say
it's
before?
Not really Hodah's Baldi.
Exactly. Who says Hodah here means Midin Hodah's Baldi Kamei Eden Dummy? Right? Maybe there is a another way to read the Sugya. Right? Let's say there are variations. Maybe there's another way to read the Sugya. According to this other way of reading the Sugya, we're going to put this. Do I have more colors? No. What?
Oh, should I get dark color?
We'll say, now, Pashup Shat just a psychological suffix. Either the Shtika is not Kodah, or the Shtika is Vade Kodah. But what can we say a little different? What's funny about the Shtika Kodah? You grab the talus for me and I'm quiet. Is it so pashut that
that I'm admitting it's your talis?
Isn't there a chiyuv between hadol and you come forward and say, oh, you're money? And here's a reaction.
Okay, it's a reaction, especially shasach from sabach. That's so pasha that I am moda that it's your talis. Maybe, and this is already what the Ketos suggests, based on a diak Rashi, which I'm not convinced is good grounds. But what can you say? What's the nature of the hodah here? Yeah, I mean, the hodah is not admitting that you're right. The hodah is conceding the case. I'm not going to press charges, right? Eini nishba. There's something called eini nishba. I go to court, and you say, oh, well, if you swear, you win. I say, I'm not going to swear. So, this is a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, but Rashi says, once again, I'm not going to swear, I've given in. There's such thing as giving in, meaning, right, everyone knows you can, they have this in American court, right? If I put you on trial for something, you can plead guilty, or
no,
you can plead no contest, right? Meaning, I'm not admitting whether I'm right or wrong, but it's not worth fighting over it. You know, it's not worth fighting over it. I give up. Right, I give up doesn't mean anything. So maybe what you could say is, and this is what the Ketos says. So it says, not kimeya edim dummy. Not me din. Let's say better. Me din hodas baldin. But I'm just giving in to Omer, Eini Nishba, says the Ketos. Right? The Ketos wants to be dyked in Rashi. Rashi says this shtika only works before you swear. Why only before you swear? Because before you swear, you're saying, I'm not swearing, I'm giving in. After you swore, you obviously didn't give in, and you already won the case. Once you won the case, you can't give in anymore. You already won the case. But until you swear, you can say, I'm not going to go through. So, what you could say is, now, the Ketos doesn't go back and tie this up, I don't believe. Oh, yeah, no, he does, sorry, in the second paragraph. He doesn't tie it into his discussion of the previous Sukkotan explicitly. But, according to this, Derech, then what do you have? You take, according to this, Derech, you say, well, there are two kinds of Hodah in the Torah. There's Hodas Baal Dikvei Edim Dami, meaning I admit you're right. And then there is a special kind of hodah that only applies when I have a certain zechus in Beis Din. I'm giving up the case in Beis Din. It's part of the talichei Beis Din. It's not part of the rules of evidence. There's no evidence that you're right. Part of the rules of Beis Din is that if I want to concede, I'm allowed to concede. That doesn't mean I'm admitting you're right. That just means, it's not worth swearing. It's not worth swearing over this talis and fighting over it and fine, I give up. I give up means, no, I'm not opposing you, but I'm not admitting you're right. Therefore, says the Ketos, according to this, it makes perfect sense. It says, there was a Vadai Hodah, but Edim still help. Why did Edim still help? Because it wasn't Hodah to make Edim tell me that you were right. It was Hodah that it's not worth fighting with you anymore. It's not worth swearing and fighting with you and trying to resolve the suffix. But if I bring Edim, I said it's not worth swearing, right? Eini Nishba. It's not worth swearing. I'm not interested in swearing. I'm not interested in fighting with you. But if I bring Edim, then I can still bring Edim. I haven't admitted you're right. I've just said it's not worth fighting with you at this point. It's not worth suing you at this point. But if I bring Edim, then Edim still work, was what the Ketos was, the Dayak in Rashi, why Rashi said that this whole sugi is only before they swore. Again, I might have been died differently. Why did Rashi say the whole thing is only before their nishba? Because after their nishba, it's not mistaber that anyone would be moded and see us. Like, why would someone swear they're right and then be moded they're wrong? But he wants to say no, because the whole da'i is not me din dos balik me edim dummy. The whole da'i here is me din giving up the case in Beis Din, saying it's not worth swearing, I'll just give in to you. What does that mean? That means it's not worth fighting with you. You're still wrong, it's just not worth trying to prove you're wrong. But if I come later with Edim, now it is worth trying to. Prove you're wrong.
It's not worth it because Zachary went to find the Edim, so it was obviously it was worth it. It's just that he's in their talking shoe.
Right. I'm just right. Maybe I'm just not interested in swearing. If this is true in Rashi, that the Shasas Lutzov Tzavach is not midin Hodas Baldi for Edim Tami. then I think this solves two problems. A, as the Tzos points out, it solved the whole problem that all the Rishonim were struggling with in the Gemara, right? Do you have to bring in this Kedusha Ran, which is a little dochuk, right? Say he was only suffering Odor to justify the Edom coming, or do you have to have a funny shot on what Edom coming means? It says no. It was a total Odor, Edom can come, so it wasn't Odor of evidence. Odor was just Odor. It's not worth using the tactic of Shvuah to fight about this Odor. I think this also answers the question, which all the Achronim point out, on Rashi and on the Beis, where does Rashi bring in Shasak Lutzavach in this daf that where no one else does? No. Masusa, lots of Rishonim do. And Rashi doesn't. Where does Rashi bring in Shasak Lutzavach on the Beis? Anyone get on the Beis? Talk for a coin. What was the case? Safik Bechor. Safik, whether an animal is Bechor or not. What does the Gemara say, at least at first, Rav Hamnuna think? Talk for a coin. Ein motzi no samiyato. Right? Let's look at the Gemara on the base for a second. The sixth line. Amalik Rav Hamnuna masnisa ni Safik Bechoros ekim Bechor odim yechavur vahemba bein torim bein temei yemotzvur el varaya. Tani la asurin begiz vavoda. Right, Suffolk Bechoros, whether it's Pidyon of Ben, Pidyon of Hamor, or real Bechor of a sheep or a goat or a cow, is Hamotzer Mechal of Araya. And Bechahach, the Ritok of Wings, Jimmy Yogi, Tony Motzer Mechal of Araya. It says whoever's holding it wins, right? Motzer Mechal of Araya, which means if the coin grabs it, he keeps it. Everyone else in the whole world says, what does it mean if the coin grabs it, he keeps it, right? Why should the coin keep it if he grabs it? Why should he be allowed to grab it here more than in any other case? Because no one knows who's right and who's wrong, right? It's a toss-up, 50-50, right? I buy a sheep, right? I buy a ewe. She has a baby. Do I know whether she had a baby beforehand or not, right? Did she come with a life history, right? Can I Google her and find out if she had kids previously or not in the health department? No. So that's a suffix. So whoever grabs it wins. Says Rashi. Have Yisrael Motzvik Aveiro. If the Kohen grabs it and Shosik Yisrael V'hadar Tzavach, then the Kohen gets to keep it. This is Rashi against everyone else in the entire world. Why should the Kohen get to keep it? Because the Yisrael was Shosik V'hadar Tzavach. He brings Shosik V'hadar Tzavach into Tachva Kohen Tzavik B'chor. Now here the question is sort of obvious. What do you mean Shosik Yisrael V'hadar Tzavach? I have a baby. It's suffering before, suffering not before. The coin grabs it. I'm quiet, and then later on I eject. Am I moda? What do you mean? I'm moda that this is the bechor of this cow. Like I really know if it's the bechor of the cow or not. What does shasak l'hadar tzavach mean? What's the shtika doing in suffering bechor? Right? Why is there shtika in suffering bechor? How is shtika relevant to suffering bechor? No one knows whether it's a bechor or not. So how is shtika relevant to suffering bechor? So, the Pnei Yeshua and the other Achronim say that this also explains, you can bring a Raya from Rashi on Davvav Amud Beis about Safek Bechor. Why is Rashi being Shasek Safek Bechor? If it's about Hodas Baal Likvei Edom Dami, how am I moda whether it's a bechor or not? I don't know whether it's a bechor or not. But if it's about, it's not worth fighting with you, then what shasak l'tzof tzavach mean? Just like over here, it means it's not worth fighting with you, I'm not going to swear, you know. Not that you're right, but it's not worth fighting you, I'm not going to swear, keep the talus for now. Until I come up with something better. Likewise, what does it mean over there? It means, Bnei Yeshua says, shasak l'tzavach means, you might be right, you might be wrong. I have no idea whether you're right, you have no idea whether you're right. But it's not worth fighting with you. Keep the behemoth for now until we can clarify something. And therefore, once I let you, right, that I don't know, but I'm letting you, I'm letting you keep it for now. And once I let you keep it for now, how does that, how, then what happens? Once I let the Kohen keep it, that's what they call Tfisa Rishos. Now, Motsu Meharol Haraya, right? So for Rashi, the Ptosis might be onto something the Achronim point out. It could be that for Rashi, the whole idea of Shasak here is not Shtika Mikam Hododra. You make it right. Shtika means it's not worth fighting with you right now. In our Sugya, it means it's not worth fighting with you and taking a Shvua. I'll wait. If there's proof, there's proof. If not, not. Motsu Meharol Haraya. Not worth fighting, taking a Shvua and being Mavara this until one of us finds proof. And later on, what it means is, it's not worth fighting you over the animal now, I'll let you keep it till we see what happens. And once I let you keep the animal till we see what happens, that's called Tfisa Rishus. That's called letting you hold on to my property. Once I let you hold on to my property, now I'm looking at Valvaraya, I bring a Raya to get back from you.
There are cases where the owner does know whether it's or not. It's subject for the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't know.
So the other option in Rashi is that this is a case of, let's say, Bari, or at least Bari.
It's subject to the Kohen.
That maybe Rashi means that the Bailam really, really admits. It's a little funny because Rashi says the case is, if you know, Behemish Yoldav Ein Yadua in Bichra Kfar Lo, and Kunshe Pilo Yomfo Sofa Dubber Apotu Bichor Sofa Ruab, it means not to be Yadua to me, Yadua to him. So, okay. So, if you want to say it means not you'll do it to us, but you'll do it to him, you can answer and say, my whole bride from Rashi is wrong, I know the base is wrong, and Rashi didn't really mean to Ninshti Kikoda.
Why is that a suffix? I mean, it's Eilechad Nam Yisurus. If the owner says this is Bechor, then it's no suffix anymore. Where is the owner?
Right, it is Eilechad is Nema. That is an interesting ha'ara, right? If there was, and if the owner knew, why would it be Asur B'Gizem Avoda, right? The Gemara does say Asur B'Gizem Avoda, right? If the owner says, I saw with my own eyes that it's not a book. Oh no, here is saying that if he's... What? Okay, Lemaisa, I will... Daniel's still wrong because of the Mahalach L'Shakalataria there. If you follow the Mahalach L'Shakalataria there, what did the Gemara say? That if Takva Kohen Ein Motzino Som Yado, then that explains why it's also because of Avoda. If it was Midin Hodos Balden Mamish, that he was admitting he was right, how would that explain why it's also because of Avoda? The Bible's not admitting he's right, that it's also because of Avoda, but if it's Midin Suffolk, then it works out.
It's two different people. If I say I'm sure that I'm mutter, but for somebody, if someone else thinks it's a suffix, then they have a suffix, they're not allowed to be gozes. It depends,
That's not true. Eidachad nem be certain for everyone. But over here,
but if you still hold, I hold that it's hektesh. If I hold that it's hektesh and I deny it, then.
Right.
You know, maybe tomorrow, it's all right to me.
All right, yes, lying in that. Anyway, Daniel was trying to claim that the reason Shasak was Tzavach was effective there, it was because everyone's claiming they're Mesupah. But if the Kohen grabs it and the Bailam Shasak was Tzavach, and he's admitting that he knows it really was a Bechor, then it just becomes very hard to read the Shaka Latariah. Because if the idea of Tzavach of Kohen was only because the guy, the Bailam, admitted that it was a Bechor, then how would that explain also for Gizma Vahuda? And how would that be relevant to Sveikos that doesn't deal with his Aser? So, not so Pashut.
two things. One about even the whole thing. Isn't a shaila about whether Bechor is dini mavanis or dini serum. I mean, if it's something Bechor, so we say, moti mechayel or raya.
No, you're thinking of pigeon of ban. You're thinking of pigeon of ban, I think. And that's a different lumdus. I don't think that's here. They're mostly talking about something Bechor behemah tahora, where there's clearly a mavanis issue, and an iser issue, where there's clearly. Two issues.
Right. So if there no, so what's like more common? Meaning, how would Eidach and Nem be certain help you? Even if it's also Dini Mamanis.
Okay. Because the Gemara's Maskana here. You're right. There maybe in the Havi the Isra flows in the Mamanis. It might not be so Pashat. Okay, we'll leave that here. That has to do with the Kedusha Bami Lashani.
And just a second question of is he magdir this idea of when Nachmuda is not Batoris, what does he mean? Any single time I'm
Moda,
I can say,
Taka,
I just don't want to fight with you anymore.
No, not if I'm Moda explicitly, then you're right.
No. But any Shtika could potentially...
Ah, correct. Okay, so that is a very, very good ha'ara. And basically, what I think is interesting about this whole Ksos derech, it's interesting, the Ksos is cut an aleph and beis and kuflam and ches, it's cut an aleph, he takes this derech, it's cut an beis, takes that derech, not a problem. That's within a different Rishonim. The chiddush here is that shtika kohoda, obviously a hoda is hoda svalding ha'edin, the chiddush that shtika kohoda might not really be a hoda gemura. Shtiki kohoda might just be not wanting to fight with you. Might just be, you know, not wanting to fight with you. Now, you'll ask me, is that true for all shtiki kohodas or not, right? So, first of all, it's not even clear, the Ktos wants to say this vart even in Shasak mitchil yatzof. You can also say this vart only in Shasak. For the Groy, you'd have to say only in Shasak usof tzavach. But also, this is a funny shtiki kohoda. Meaning, I might admit to you, I'm going to leave it as an open question according to this, whether what's a regular shtika kohoda? A regular shtika kohoda, if I come to you and I say, you know that's my talis, and you look sheepishly at the ground. Right? So maybe if I'm explicitly saying something and you don't contradict, that might be more hodas baal than mamish. But over here, it's a funny shtika kohoda. I didn't say anything, I just grabbed something, right? And you weren't shosek to anyone who said anything. You were shosek to someone grabbing something. So it could be that at the very least when you're shosek to someone grabbing something, that at the very least when you're shosek to someone grabbing something, that is only not wanting to fight about it, not a hodam gemura. Okay, so lemaisa, we have three ways of understanding what the tzad that shosek l'sof works is. One way is that it's a vade hodam gemura kemei edun dami. And that would be the Shach, and Pshat and the Rosh, and the Torah, and the Ramah. And then you would have to say there's too late to bring Eidim, and reinterpret it mostly with Elf Haraya. Yosef notwithstanding. The second way is the Shiran. It's a Suffolk Hodah. Then it makes a lot of sense why you still bring Eidim. You're only a Suffolk Hodah. Then you have to have this whole Lamedus that it ties into like here in the beginning of the Masechet. And there's only a Suffolk Haluk in the first place. The third way of reading, basically, like Sosa Diak and Rashi, and the Pnei and the old acronyms Diak and Rashi and Amid Beis, is that, look at Rashi and Amid Beis, what kind of shtika kohoda is this? This is a funny shtika kohoda. I grab something and you don't say anything, you're really admitting I'm right? Maybe you're just not fighting about it right now. So, the third way is that it is a vada hoda, but not a hoda gemura, hodas baalim kme'edim, a hoda of not being willing to fight about it. Not a theoretical hodah. A practical hodah. Practically, I'm not going to fight with you now. Practically, I'm going to let you get away with it now. And then, that's, so says, like saying, Eini Nishva, I don't want to swear and win now. I'll let you win now. But I didn't admit you were right. If I bring Edom, I can still come later. And that would work very well with Rashi Namad Beis, who says in Safik Bechor, it's Shasak L'Sof Tzavach, even though the Pashup Shah there is that no one knows anything about whether it's Bechor or not. How shtika kohoda works. It's not hoda gemura that I'm admitting you're right. It's hoda that I'm admitting that you can hold on to it for now, and that I'm not going to fight over who holds on to it for now. And if I'm not going to fight over who holds on to it for now, then you never have to give it back to me, because as long as it remains a suffix, hamosu mikor el faraya, that's the concept called tfisa rishus. When I let you hold on to something of mine, I can't get it back from you unless I can prove that I'm right and you're wrong. Okay, the Ramban actually had... how do the other Rishonim hold here? Like, which shot does the Rishonim hold? The Ramban actually is an interesting part when he gets to the next Sugya of Yavikdish we'll talk about. He says, Shasat l'tzavach il v'sof tzavach is a hodah, but only a good enough hodah to be machzik what you already have, not a good enough hodah to be motzi something from someone else. It's only a good enough hodah to be machzik, not to be motzi. And that's funny, because normally the rules of hodah spalden are that Kmei Edom are machzik, as well as Motzi, right? What's the Lashon of the Ramban? That I put on the expanded version of Makoros. The Lashon of the Ramban in the next Sugya, which is a very, very challenging Sugya, as hopefully we've seen, is... This is a hodah, but it's not good enough to be motzi, only good enough to be machzik. It's a very weak hodah. And the Rashba there says the same thing, although in a very, very complicated lashon. The Rashba, I think, is pretty clear that he's agreeing with the Kedusha Ran. later on in the Gemara, which we'll get to. The Ramban, I'm not sure what the Ramban means. What's Pshat in the Ramban? Who ever heard of a Hoda Odui Odi? I'll read it again. It's a Hoda, but not strong enough to be Motzi Mamon for someone who's Tofes. Again, Hoda's Baal Kmei Edom. Of course it's strong enough to be Motzi Mamon for someone who's Tofes. It's Kmei Edom Tami. Kmei Edom can be Motzi anything from anyone. Right, so what's Pshat in the Ramban? So, I'm not sure if Pshat in the Ramban is, but it could very well be, that the Ramban really also agreed with Chedusha Ran. Right? The Ramban says, this isn't, even if it's Hoda'ah, it's only a Safik Hoda'ah. Safik Hoda'ah is enough to be Machzik, but you can't be Motzi with a Safik Hoda'ah because how can you be Motzi Misafik? Or I thought, perhaps, the Ramban might mean like the Derech Liktos. What did the Ramban say? Yeah, it's a Hodah. But it's not a good enough Hodah to be Motzi from someone. It's only a good enough Hodah to keep what you already have. Why? If it doesn't mean Hodah like I admit you're right, Mamish. It just means Hodah that I'm not going to fight with you Bezdin anymore. Then, of course that Hodah doesn't work to be takeaway from someone else. Right? If I'm holding something, I say, you know, I'm holding this, but I'm not going to fight about it. Then, I'm still holding it. If I want to, if the defendant says, it's not worth fighting about it now, then he hasn't given in. I'm also going, all right, you're still from proof against it. If the plaintiff says, I'm dropping my case, then he's given in, and unless he brings a riot, restarts a new case, he can't win anymore. So it could be the Ramban is in the Derech Liktos. What he means is that if I'm not really being motivated that you're right, I'm just not pressing my case now. This is the lower level of Hodah. This shtika Odile is not a Hodah Gemura. It's just Hodah not pressing my case. Then that's fine. If I don't press my case, that is good enough to give up, to let you keep what's in your hands. But that's not good enough to let you be Motzi something from my hands, because just I'm not pressing my case doesn't mean you can be Motzi something for me. For that, you need to win in Bezdin.
Can you say also, based on the psychological question, that would, if someone comes and grabs something I'm holding on to, obviously he's staying quiet a few seconds because he saw everyone, that everyone saw the tail.
No, that's not possible with the Ramban we just read. Because the Ramban says, oh, do you, oh, the Eldo Alima Hayodola Fuki Mamon. It sounds like it is a Hodah, just not strong enough to be Motzi. What you're saying is, with God is being Motzi, it's never a Hodah in the first place. I don't think that's Mduikin is Lashon. Okay. So much for the main part of the sugya. So again, we have the shasl. So sabach seems like a very, very innocent suffig of hodah, but it turns out it's not so innocent. A, it might be about suffig hodah, and then you get to lundus of the very first year of the year. Or B, it might be really about a totally new kind of hodah, which, you know, we're not familiar with calling hodah in the rest of shas, but a hodah grua of some sort, where I'm not really admitting you're right. Come on. You never said you were right now. You just grabbed something from me. I'm just letting you grab. That's admitting you're right? No, it's not admitting you're right, but that is admitting that I'm not going to press the case against you right now. And that would explain what's going on with Raya. Okay, next part of the Gemara. I want to just briefly discuss the funny case of, Moshe? The funny case of the guy who says, Mobit Leg Lo Sadi. What happens that bothered Aaron so much if the two guys leave Bezdin? And they come back, and one of them is holding it. So, let's figure out what happens. Right? Someone read me the Lashon of the Gemara. What's the Lashon of the Gemara in that case? In the first Bedia? Someone read me the Lashon of the Gemara? Someone being Yosef? Good. V'hadar asu ki tafis le chad minayu. What did the toface say? The toface says, Oduye odili. Is that the lashon?
Yeah.
And what does the nitkaf say? Right, not the nitfas. That's the talus, but the nitkaf. the other fellow. What does the Nitkaf say? So the Gemara says, what does the Nitkaf say? The dummy Ogarti. Ogarte Nihale. He loses. Right? The answer is, he loses. Of course, that's a very, very funny case. Right? What would be the more normal case? What might you expect? We'd go out, we're both holding the talus. All of a sudden, you're holding the talus. What would I tie, now?
You grabbed it from me.
What?
You grabbed it from me.
Right, actually, I shouldn't say Nitkaf. Prejudicing the non-tilfis. I apologize. Because he's not claiming, no one's claiming there was any tkifa. Right? Basically, this case, we both agree that I gave you over the talus. We both agree that I gave you over the talus willingly. But you say I gave it over because I admitted it was your right and gave it to you permanently. I say I only rented to you but I expect it back. What about the more interesting case? What about the more interesting case of what if he said, talk for me, Manny. So, who's the first person to discuss that? Tosos says Tosos, obviously Glosadi, the Ainonema Bemigudi Boyomar talk for me many. What Tosos says Hanacha that he doesn't even think it's worth mentioning explicitly? The Hanacha is that he's Naman, right? Right, so Tosos says he's Naman. how does he read our Gemara? Then, what the Gemara means is that Havamina Neman Liton Ogarti Migu Bitakfa Mimeni. Right? After all, fundamentally, the guy who's not holding the talus should win. He should just say, you grabbed it and win. Right? But, so we have a Havmino, what if instead of saying grabs, he says, I lent it to you or I rented it to you, right? Then he should win, but me, good, he could have said you grabbed it from me. Kamash Malan, what's the Gemara? Right? The Migu, the Makam Egenhu. Right? Kamash Malan, Migu, the Makam Eden. Or some of the Rishonim say maybe it's not so strong as Migu, Makam Eden, but it's at least a Migu, Makam Chazaka. Now our Gemara makes sense. What's the Gemara saying? It's obvious that if I claim you grabbed the talus for me, then I'm Naman. Of course you grabbed the talus for me. It's obvious that I claim you grabbed the talus for me, I'm Naman. The Gemara's only interested in this weird case. What if I say I gave you the talus, I rented you the talus, or I lent you the talus, right? Or here's the case I rented. What if I say I rented you the talus? Avmin is, since I could win, be Naman, talk to me, Manu, I could be Naman with... I rent you the talus. Kamashla, it's so preposterous that I would rent you the talus after we're fighting over it. I'm calling you a goslin for the last 3 days. That it's an anitsadi that I didn't do it, and amigu can't beat an anitsadi, or at least a chazaka I didn't do it, and amigu can't beat a chazaka, or this is the whole deal in the Rishonim, or at least we're not sure if amigu can beat a chazaka, so I can't be motzi it from you. That is Tosos. Who agrees with Tosos?
The Rashba.
What?
The Rashba.
The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, right? And we can Yosef seems pretty clearly to agree with Tosos. Right, okay, that's Tosos. What's the other side of the coin? The Ramban, right? The Ramban. And who agrees with the Ramban? The Ritva seems to agree with the Ramban. And the Meiri, right? The Ritva, it depends which version of the Ritva, you know, in the actual Ritva, he sort of leans toward the Rambam. I don't know if he says explicitly agree with the Rambam. Certainly, Miuchasim L'Ritva, he seems to explicitly lean towards the Rambam. Right, what do they say? Not Naman. Nope. No matter what I say, I'm not Naman. Basically, according to the Rambam, the guy holding the talus always wins. It doesn't matter if I say I rented it to him. It doesn't matter if I say that he grabbed it for me. Right, I am never Naman. The guy holding the talus is always Naman. sorry. What about our, what's our Gemara saying then? So what's, what's the Havamina then in our Gemara that I'm Neman to say that I rented it to him? According to Tosos, the Havamina is Migo Takimenu. Over here, there's no Migo. So what's the, what's even the Havamina? What's the Havamina, our Gemara? Yeah, so the, it's not clear even what the Havamina is, the Gemara. What's even the Havamina? If I have no Migo, like, why should I be Naaman to say? I don't understand. Anytime you're holding something, I'm Naaman to say, oh, I rented it to you, give it back? No, what's the Havamina that I'm Naaman to say that I rented it to you? It seems like, I mean, besides it's a preposterous claim, just what's the Havamina I can make that claim in the first place? So, that's not so clear, but the Ritva at least says, the Ritva says that the Havamina is that Bidvarim Hasuyin Lahashil Ulahaskir Neman Lomar Hiskartim. After all, the Hav, even the Havamina was only in things that people always rent out. Then it's not such a crazy claim, right? The Havamina is at least in the Okimta of things people rent out, it's not such a crazy claim. And maybe I should be Neman to say I rented it to you. Kamash Malon. That, again, there's an An and Sadi, or a Chazaka, that I didn't rent it to you. Right? Because after we're fighting, why would I rent it to you without Edom? Okay, so even the Havamina of the Gemara has to be a little dachut. The Havamina is that only in cases where, like, if it was the kind of talus that's intended to be rented out, right? Then I could claim that I rented it to you. Kamash, well, even so, I would never have rented it to you after we fought about it so viciously. The Pnei Yeshua has a different way of reading Havamina Haskana. He said there was never really a Havamina on Neman. He says the Havamina is that... The Havamina is just that... the Havamina is that... We always knew I was a Neman. A little dachy, the other challenge here, sure. We always thought it was a Neman. The Havamina is that at least I might be telling the truth, even though, like, I'm not Neman. Kamash was that I'm a Vazai liar and that I am Huchsa Kaflan.
Does that mean there's a reasonable estimate?
Oh, let's come back to that. Okay, let's leave the Gemara now. How to read the Gemara. Clearly, Tosfos has an upper hand reading the Gemara here. Tosfos has a good Havamina, why a Neman say I rented it to you. Migo Takva. Kamashlan is an Anan Sadi that I wouldn't rent to you, so I can't use a Migu. The Ritva has to be a little Nikha. And the Rambam say, what's even the Havamina that, again, I can't walk over someone in the street and say, I rent to you that jacket, give it back to me. What's the Havamina I didn't say? The answer is, it was a rental talus. So then it's a Havamina I would say. Kamashlan, even if I have a rental store, even if I have a tuxedo rental place, I don't rent it to people who I think are Gazlanim and are stealing things from me. Now, The interesting question is here, what's the yesod of this machlokes? What's the svar? Should he be Neman or should he not be Neman? Let us start with the default. Default. Let's see. This pen. You stole it from me. Give it back. Am I Neman to stay talk about me, Benny? Anyone? Everyone knows, right? It's pashut, right? Rabbis don't lie. Right? It's pashut that he only stole that pen from me. And he has to give it back. It's so obvious that he stole that pen from me. Of course he has to give it back. Not only that, people saw me with that pen yesterday. Does he have to give it back? No. Well, of course I'm not never say you stole something from me. Even if I'm the Murakama, right? If I have a pen. If Yoni comes into Shir tomorrow with that pen, I'm not going to say he stole it from me. No. After all, maybe he bought it from me. Right? You're not just going to say people stole things from you. So what's the svara of Tosfos and most of the Rishonim? Tosfos doesn't say a svara. It's too obvious.
What's the svara? Why is he Naaman to say takfami many? You're not Naaman to say that in Kol Tarku. Let's
get our bearings. It's a davar pasha in halacha. I don't know what the natives in the Brazilian rainforest think, but in our Jewish tradition, it's a davar pasha that if you come into court tomorrow holding my object, and I say you stole it from me, and you say you bought it from me, then whoever's holding the object keeps it. I'm not never to say you stole things from me. I'm never never to say someone stole something from me. So why in this case is he Naaman?
Continuation of the fight.
Right, because normally I'm not never to say you stole something from me to the Mehechi Tasey you and steal it from me, right? Over here, we know that we were fighting over it viciously. So therefore, it's mistaber that you might have stolen from me. What does the Ruki Yosef and the other Rishonim compare it to? What do they compare it to? In what case am I Naaman to say that what you're holding is mine? Anyone know? Well, that's an interesting question. Here's an interesting question. Judaism 101. Ready? What's the case here? What if something used to be mine? What am I called?
Marikama.
The Marikama. Right? Here you have the Marikama. And what do you call the guy who's holding it now? The Mosa. Right? Marikama versus Mosa. The Mosa says, I bought it. The Marikama says that it's still mine. Who wins? The Mosa wins, right? Normal case, the Mosa wins. Are there any cases where the Marikama wins? Where if I for sure owned something yesterday and now you're holding it, you have to give it back to me? What? Dvarim ha'asuyim l'hashuv l'haskir. Dvarim ha'asuyim l'hashuv l'haskir. The Marikama wins. What does that mean? Let's say I have a tuxedo rental store, right? And I can prove which are my tuxedos, right? They have certain simanim, they have labels, right? It's clearly my tuxedo from my store. Now you're wearing the tuxedo. I say, give it back. You say, what do you mean? I bought it. You gave it to me for my birthday present. Who wins? The owner of the tuxedo store wins, right? Dvar Masuyim L'Hashuv L'Haskir. Hey, he wins. No, you have to give it back. Mustama, you rented it from him. Anyone know any other cases where the Marikama wins? No. Pash just not. Okay. What? Karka. Although Karka is a funny one. We'll put that in parentheses, right? Why is Karka a funny one? Because, like, you can't really hold on to Karka. It's not clear that you can hold on to Karka the way you're holding on to other things. No one knows any other cases where the Marikama wins? Okay, interesting.
When you don't have any kaina with your hazaka?
When you don't have any taina, okay, that is actually very, very complicated. I'm not going to get into it. When it comes to metatlin, when it comes to karka, it's not complicated at all. When it comes to metatlin, another classic example, just worth pointing out, is godros. What are godros?
Sheep.
Right? Godros are sheep that run wild, right? The Gemara says, how is the guy named to say it's his sheep? Don't we know godros have no chazaka? The Marikama gets his godros back. Right? Let's say you have a town where you don't put dogs on a leash, right? So all of a sudden you're holding my dog. You say you bought it. I said, what do you mean? It just like wandered into your yard. You scooped it up off the street. I win, right? Marikama wins. That's why in the case of the Hanum Yizdach, the guy who's holding the Yizdach only worked because in that town they didn't let the sheep walk around Hefker. In that town the sheep were always supervised, so the sheep weren't godros. Okay, now, so says the Bali Tosfos. Again, the Bali Tosfos don't say, but it's obvious what their svara is. What's their svara? Why is he Naaman say takfami many? Why is the Marikama win? Because it's like Devarim Hasuyin Lahashil Lahaskir. What is it really? It's really Devarim Hasuyin. Litkov, right? That's what it's really. This is a Dover HaOsoi Litkov. This is not a regular thing. This is a thing which people are trying to steal, which is already in the middle of being grabbed from someone, right? This is mine and Josh's phrase, right? Now, this is really Dvarim HaAsuyin Litkov. Again, that's not the Rishonim phrase. This is my phrase, although Josh agrees with me.
Right?
What do they say? They say, normally, the Mochsuk wins. Normally, the Mochsuk wins, because normal things, like, you know, if you're holding them in the stomach, you bought them. But, if there's an obvious reason how it got to your hands, then you lose. One case of an obvious reason you got to your hands is Dvar Moshe L'Hashkir, you borrowed it. Another case of an obvious reason you got to your hands is Doldros. So, my dog walks around the street, I let him out every night, he wanders around. Another example of an obvious reason how it got to your hands is Steinbos and Atalis. We were both pulling at it from each other the whole time. So obviously you pulled harder. Therefore, the Marakama wins.
Why can't you just say that it's a hedge of the original court case? It's just something amazing. Because if you're going to say that Atalis in general is something that is, you know, right, you're neutral. So in any situation where somebody just comes in and grabs somebody else's Atalis, you know, we'll say that.
No, I didn't mean that every talus could be grabbed. Everything could be grabbed. We assume people don't go mugging each other in the street. What you mean is you're already trying to grab this talus, right? This particular talus, right? Meaning, isn't it obvious? What he's basically saying is like, isn't it obvious that you just grabbed it for me? This is not like a regular case of Yoni's holding my pen. Right? It's obvious that you grabbed it for me. Come on, you were trying to grab it for me.
I've heard it was like this, the opposite chazak or svara, that like if it's been, you know, you've been headlocked for so long, deadlocked.
Aha,
for so
great.
Long.
So how about the Rambam? Why isn't he Naaman if he's been trying to grab it the whole time? Why isn't he Naaman? Right? What's the story of the Rambam? So says Moshe, who are you quoting? Good. No, not the Ritva, actually. You're quoting all the other Rishonim, interpreting the Rambam. Everyone but the Ritva. The Ramban, the Rashman, the Yosef, and the Ran, all the other Rishonim. They don't hold like the Rambam.
Right,
but they're still trying to flesh out a Shita. What's the Svara of the Rambam? They say there's an opposite Svara. Ramban, Rashba, the Ode say. What's the Svara? On the one hand, you'll say, well, obviously you grabbed it for me. On the other hand, you'll say,
deadlock so long, and now all of a sudden you are.
Right, I don't understand. You've been fighting with each other, and neither of you has grabbed it from the other one until now. Why would someone all of a sudden be able to grab it? Right? Obviously, you're equally strong. Obviously, neither one of you is stronger than the other. So then we stop it. He didn't grab it. Right? This is called, right? Basically, it's unlikely, right? Ad hashta lo yachilach. Right, lo yachlislei, whatever the, right, lo yachilei, I think it's their start. Ad hashta lo yachilei. What does that mean? Until now he couldn't grab it from you, so it's not mistaber that all of a sudden he grabbed it from you.
It's pretty weak, because why? The base didn't just said divide up, so I let it go to divide up, and now he grabbed it. There is a reason why I might let go now.
No! He's claiming he grabbed it from me by force. What you're saying is a different taina. I let go of it so that we would divide it. Then Bezin will say to him, what do you mean? You thought he was got him the whole time, and you let go of it and let him hold on to it, and you'll lose. So the Rambam Shita might be that, come on the one you say, isn't it likely that he grabbed it? After all, he's been trying to grab it. Isn't it mistaken that he grabbed it? On the other Rambam will say, no, I'd rather. If he didn't succeed in grabbing it for the last day, if he didn't grab it until now, then it's not mistaken he would grab it by now. The Ritva has a different shot in the Rambam. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva says that Ein machzikim Ein shi b'gneva b'gzela b'gazlanis, that I'm not Naaman to call you a gazlan. I'm not Naaman to say you're a gazlan. Basically, after you come in a Bezdin, if you would grab it out of my hands, that would be gazlanus. I'm not Naaman to call you a Gazla. I know I've been saying you're a Gazla the whole time, and you've been saying I'm a Gazla the whole time, but we haven't believed us. But they ignored us, right? It doesn't mean I'm able. Doesn't mean we're not talking about Chafetz Chaim Lashon Hara. I'm able to call you a Gazlan, and you're able to call me a Gazlan. But we don't believe in anyone's a Gazlan. Besdin believes that everyone's holding on to things legitimately until proven otherwise. So basically, until then, we believe it was half mine, half yours. And we still believe it's half mine, half yours. And if you claim the other guy gobbled it from you, then we don't believe that claim. We don't. It's far-fetched. We don't believe claims of Gazlanus. Now, I have a very, very simple question. What is the... So what's the fight then? Tosfos says, come on, isn't it obvious that he gazled it, he tokef it from you, because he's been fighting with you until now? And the Ritva says, not so obvious, because why should we be choshed people, even if they fight until now, even people who fought until now, right? Obviously I can't accuse a Stam person of being gazled. I can't go over the streets and say, you gazled from me, give it back. But even a person who fought until now, the Ritva says, we can't accuse them, we can't assume that they are a gazled. Now, why are Tosos and the Rambam arguing about this? Is the machlokas here between Tosos and the Rambam technical or fundamental? So, what's the yesod of the machlokas? Right, let's look at the yesod of the machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam. So, the simplest way of reading the yesod of the machlokas is, what are they arguing about? Why do they argue? Why does Tosfos think he's right and the Rambam thinks he's right? They just have... What do you mean, chazakas? Tosfos says... Let's forget the Ritva for now, right? Tosfos says, isn't it obvious that he grabbed it from you? Come on, he's been trying to grab it from you. The Rambam says, well, isn't it obvious he didn't grab it from you? If he didn't succeed until now, why would he succeed now? So what's the base of their argument? You could say... What?
Could he grab it now?
Stam! Right, they're arguing about umdanas. They're arguing about derech ha'olam. Tosfos thinks derech ha'olam is one way, and the Rambam thinks derech ha'olam is the other. They're arguing about, what I mean to say is they're arguing about metzius. Right? That's one way to say. One way to say the basis of their machlokas. What is the basis of the machlokas? Yesod, Bein, Tosfos, and most Rishonim versus the Rambam and the Meiri. One way is that it's a technical machlokes b'metzius. Tosfos says that it's likely he all of a sudden grabbed it, and the Rambam would say, no, it's unlikely that he, what, all of a sudden, suddenly, that's right, better. Tosfos would say it's likely that he suddenly got the upper hand, and the Rambam would say, no, it's unlikely that he suddenly got the upper hand. After all, if I were to ask you, tell me, if two guys are fighting and for 10 minutes neither of them gets the telephone from the other one, could it be that 5 minutes later one of them will go over and get it from the other one? I think reasonable people could disagree about that. Why? One guy might look at the one person and say, no, if they've been evenly matched till now, they will stay evenly matched. Someone else would say, they've been evenly matched till now, but you know how these things are. All of a sudden, they catch you off guard and they get it from you. Okay, could be they're arguing in Metzius. Right? Sure. But, I don't think so. Certainly not for the Rambam and the Meiri and all the other Rishonim. I think it's not coincidence, because there's a amazing Lashitase. What's the amazing Lashitase? What's the other way of interpreting the machlokas? Right? Again, I'm going to look like a douche around here, right? Like, oh, it's a pasha machlokas. They're arguing one guy thinks Metzius is one way, the other fellow thinks Metzius is the other way. Why do you have to complicate it? Maybe they're having a fundamental machlokas. Maybe they both agree it's possible, but but not, or say, they both agree it's possible that he grabbed it. After all, come on. Tulsa says he's been trying to grab it until now, so he grabbed it. Rambam says, possible, but on the other hand, who says he grabbed it? Tulsa says, I know who says he grabbed it, but it's possible. They both agree it's possible, right? But not obvious that he grabbed it. What's the machlokas? The machlokas says, what if you're holding my object and it's possible that you grabbed it and possible that you bought it? What if we really don't know how my object got to your hands? What if we really don't know how my object got to your hands? So what might the machlokas be? Yes?
It's always possible. It's possible.
What?
It's always possible that Yoni grabbed it from you. It's always possible that the...
Even the Bible would say it's stronger than just possible.
No.
How can the Bible say that it's, as in, oh look, something, just grab it, as in...
What do you mean?
As in any fight between two people, mm-hmm. it's plausible that circumstantial conditions mean that one person is able to
I mean, you're saying it's obvious Tulsus is right.
It's obvious that the Rambam is. I just can't imagine that the Rambam would have a scholar that it's impossible for the one to be.
Great! So, what you're saying is that even Rambam admits he might have grabbed it, right? Even the Rambam admits he might have grabbed it. So, then what's the machlokas? The machlokas is. Maybe, when we don't know who wins, who really wins, the Marakama or the Mochsak? What's the Machlokas? Maybe the Machlokas is, does Marakama beat the Mochsak or not? What do I mean by this? Tosfos and Sh'ar Rishonim hold that. Who wins until proven otherwise, the Marakama or the Mochsak? What? Tulsa says that the Marakama always wins unless it's obvious that the Muchsak bought it. The Marakama always wins unless it's obvious that the Muchsak bought it. What is Tosfos saying? I think it's a very fundamental machlokas. The Marakama always wins unless it's obvious that you bought it. Didn't we say the Mochsak always wins? Because in a normal case, it's obvious that you bought it because what principle do we have? We're not choshed people for stealing, right? We're not choshed people. People don't normally steal things. So Tosfos would say that the Marakama always wins. If I'm the Marakama, it's muchzak to be mine. The Marakama is the owner. What's the only case the guy holding it wins? The only case the guy holding it wins is when it's obvious it's his that he bought it. When is it obvious that he bought it? In a normal case, it's obvious that he bought it. Why? Because we're not choshed people of being gun of him, right? Such as... A normal case because... Lo machzikin inchi begazlanin. In a normal case, we assume you bought it. If Yoni's holding onto my pen, we assume he bought it. Because people don't usually steal. But in a case where there's a real 50-50 suffix, then the Marakama wins. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds the machzuk always wins. Unless it's obvious, that his muchzakos is meaningless. In what case is it obvious his muchzakos is meaningless? In a case like Gudros,
If I'm holding on to a dog that, or a cat that roams the neighborhood, it's obvious my muchzuk is meaningless. But minastam, the muchzuk always wins until proven otherwise. Maybe we have here a fundamental machlokas. Tosos and Rovish, again, the Ritva, I'm not claiming this works out for him. The Ritva will have to take the technical error. But, probably. But for Raman and Meiri, and the other Rishonim, I'll prove to you this works out. Maybe they're having a fundamental machlokas. Who is the real assumed owner of something? Tosos and the other Rishonim say the Murakame is the owner until proven otherwise. Whoever owns it until proven otherwise. Ah, if you're holding it, and it's a proof, then you can keep it. And normal case is a proof because we're not cautioning people for being gazlanim. Basically, if you're holding it and I claim you stole it, it's a proof that you're right. Because we don't assume people steal things. That's kashrus. We're not asking people stealing. So who's the real owner of the Merkama? The Rambam says, no, adaraba. Chazaka komashatach yoshol erez shalom. Whoever's holding it, now we assume to be the owner. If he's holding on to it in a way that seems meaningful. Right? If he's holding on to it in a way that at least looks like he owns it. Right? Not if he's holding on to Godos, but if you're holding on to something that looks like you own it, right? Then you win. Who cares who used to own it yesterday? The Muxuk always wins as long as he's holding on to it in a way that looks like he owns it. So if you have a Mark, again, if you don't have a Mark common in a Muxuk, that's obvious. Right? If on the Mark common of something, it's sitting in the street, so of course we assume it's mine until proven otherwise. If you're holding something and no one knows who owned for it, of course we assume it's yours until proven otherwise. That's pasha. The question is, what if there's a marakama and a muchzak? Who has the upper hand and who has the burden of proof? And what I'm claiming is that, if so, that Tosos and Rov Rishonim hold the marakama as the upper hand, and the muchzak has to prove that he's right. And the Rambam holds that the muchzak has the upper hand, and the marakama has to prove that he's right. What's my proof for this? My proof for this is that fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Iri against all the other Rishonim. What's the fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Iri against all the other Rishonim? Where would be a good test case for this? Let's give a test case. Let's see if I'm right. If I'm right, what am I claiming? That Marakama versus Muchzak, Tosmos, and other Rishonim hold that it's Bechezkas Marakama, unless the Tfisa proves the Muchzak bought it. Right? And the Rambam and the Meiri are holding, no. It's Bechezkas HaMuchzak. As long as he's machzik that looks like an owner. What's the nafgamina? Right? What's the nafgamina? Moshe, I'm going to need your help. I'm sorry. The nafgamina is not. And now you're going to say, you're going to start saying, give me a break, Bednarsh. Right? Meaning, you're not going to give us a nafgamina. Every case, you're going to say, works out for both sides of the Chakira, except for our sugya. This is not a nafgamina, is stam case of, right? Tanisi versus Kineva, right? Here he's going to say that, of course, the Muchzuk wins. And here he's going to also admit the Muchzuk wins because, right, of the proof that we're not Machzik people has gone over. What about the next case? Not enough Kamina. Godrus, meaning animals that run wild, right? That's very Nicha for Tosos. Nicha
the Marakama wins. Right? The Marakama wins. After all, if you're holding on to my dog, that doesn't prove you bought him. So the Marakama wins. The Marakama's still proven otherwise. And Tosta Rambam will answer that the Marakama wins because Tfisas Godros is not Muchzakis at all, because it doesn't even look like owning. Basically, whoever's holding on to a dog doesn't even look like they own the dog. We all know dogs run wild. It's like karka. How about another not enough gamina is devarim that are exclusively lehashil ulehaskir, rental property, right? What about rental items? Right, what they call rental property, right? On the IRS, in your tax return, you have different forms where you have to report income if you stom rent out your house that's your real house versus if you own property that's intended for renting out, right? It goes on different schedules. Don't ask me which. What are rental property, right? So, Dvar Masuyim L'Hashul L'Haskir. So Tosva says, of course, Nicha, the Marakama wins because the fact you're holding on to it doesn't prove, the fact you're wearing the tuxedo doesn't prove anything. Of course it belongs to Marakama. And what is the Rambam going to say? The Rambam's going to say, we'll say the same thing. The Marakama wins because holding tuxedos is not even muzakis in the first place. Everyone knows that holding tuxedos is just a temporary thing and it doesn't look like you're holding on to it. Okay, so where are we going to find a real nafkamina? We're going to find a real nafkamina in the actual machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. What's the actual machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim? No. Maybe, but I don't want to get that yet. What about exactly, what would be a real nafkamina? A real nafkamina would be Devarim Haru'uyin Lahashil Ulahaskir, but not Asuyin. What about things that are sometimes rented out in Lent, but not always? Not a Gemach. The Gemach has cribs that they lend out. Okay, then everyone agrees that the Gemach gets the crib back. Not Hertz rent a car. Everyone agrees Hertz gets their rental car back. What about things that are Re'uyin Lahashul Lahaskir, but not Asuyin Lahashul Lahaskir? They're not rental property, but they're things I do rent out. Meaning, what about most things? Don't we lend out a lot? What about pens, right? Now again, I don't mean you're holding my pen, and I say you stole it, you say you bought it. No, then of course you win. That's Chazaka, people didn't steal it. What I mean is you're holding my pen. What if you're holding my pen and I say, I lent you the pen? And you say, I gave it to you, I sold it to you. Who wins? Right? What about a pen? What about probably half the things in the world, right? What about many, many things in the world? Many things in the world are not made to be rented out. But on the other hand, people lend them pens. How often do I keep my pen? How often do I lend it out? Probably like 95%, 98% of the time I use my pen, and 2% of the time I lend it out. But would I lend out my pen? For sure I would. I'd lend out my pen all the time. But I usually don't rent it out. I usually don't lend it out. Now, this sounds like a very small nafkamina. It sounds like, oh, I found some small nafkamina. It's actually not such a small nafkamina. It's a lot of normal household items that people own, right? Many things people would lend out. There are some things people wouldn't lend out, right? I wouldn't lend out very delicate things, right? I wouldn't lend out my Mila knife. Right, and my shchita knife, because it's very delicate. I wouldn't lend out, you know, my fine crystal, because it's very, very delicate. I wouldn't lend out very, very expensive, you know, gold and diamond jewelry, because it's too expensive. But most normal household items, they're not usually lent out. Like, usually the owner holds them, right? Meaning, min hastam, the owner's holding them. But people do lend them out, like pens and pencils and hammers, right? And power tools, right? Most people lend out their power tools, no? No? Hammers. Right, most people, hammers and screwdrivers everyone lends out, right? That's Dvar Ma'asuyin L'Hashil U'L'Hasker. There's a lot of things that people do lend out. What about all those regular household items? Now again, I'm not claiming these are most things people fight about in Beis Din, because usually people fight in Beis Din about very, very expensive items. But what about regular household items? Who wins? What about regular household items and the taina was, what's the taina here? Kanisi versus Tafasta versus Arabin, or rental property. Kanisi versus, right, Hiskarti, Lacha. Or what about this case? A guy says, I bought it, versus Hiskarti Vish'alti Lacha. Right? Who wins? Who wins? In this case, does the Muxlik seem to have a reasonable Muxlakus? Yeah. Because usually the owners hold on to these things. Right? They're things that have normal owners who usually hold them. On the other hand, is it eminently possible that he borrowed it? Yes. This is a great test case. On the one hand, the guy's muxlik in a normal way of a bialim. It's not a rental tuxedo. It's not a dog in the street. He's muxlik the way normal people are muxlik on their normal objects. On the other hand, it's definitely possible that he borrowed it. He has no proof that he didn't borrow it, because we're not moxic that people gossip things from people. But he could have borrowed it. So then what's the halacha? So says the Rambam in the, right, 8th parak of Torah Netan, the Rambam says, don't confuse Dvarim Hasuyim Lahashul Lahaskir with Dvarim Haru'uyim Lahashul Lahaskir. Dvarim Hasuyim Lahashul Lahaskir always go back to the Marakamba. That means things that are made for the purpose of renting and lending, or things that the owner set aside for the purpose of renting and lending. Dvarim Haru'uyim Lahashul Lahaskir are normal household items that are relatively rugged, right? That you don't mind lending your friends and neighbors. It says, those cases, then of course the Bar Kama loses. Says the Rambam, don't confuse Re'uyim with Asuyim. Re'uyim are not Asuyim, says the Rambam. Re'uyim are not the same as Asuyim, says the Rambam. In this case, the Muxuk wins. Why does the Muxuk win? Because he's normally, because he's muchzak kederech bailim, and there's no proof for the marakama. He appears to hold it like an owner, and there's no proof for the marakama, says, this is Rambam and the Meiri. Says all the other Rishonim, no! The Marakama wins. Why does the Marakama win? Does the Marakama have any proof? You're holding my pen, right? Spear's got my pen. I win, according to the other Rishonim. Right, the Rivet on the side says that I win, and we saw I gave you a tour, who said that, you know, Perisha Rambam goes to Tchila Sasiyaz Lahash Lahaskir Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Alphas Perisha, and so to all the other Rishonim. She ain't sorry she Tchila Sasiyaz Lahash Lahaskir called Dover Shema Pidin Love Lahash 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 anything that people aren't worried about being delicate. Shark Hal Dvarim Dark Lahash Lahaskir. Right? Everything's regular Lahash, assuming the guy's friendly and it's someone I might lend to. Right? Obviously, you know, assuming he's a neighbor, you know, a hammer I would lend to anyone in the loan spot, a drill I would lend to my neighbor, a pen I would lend to anyone on the street, right? So, now again, this is all from the Markama. Obviously, if I can't prove I ever owned the pen, then I have no case. But if I can prove it was my pen, then I get it back. There's a fundamental machlokes in the Rambam and all the other Rishon about this case. What's the fundamental machlokes? La'ani odati, my correct aniyodati, the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim in this case is who is fundamentally muchzak as an owner, a marakama or a muchzak. The Rambam says as long as you're holding an item that the owners usually hold, he admits not dvarim ha'asuyim lahash lahaskir, but as long as you're holding an item which is normally held by owners, which is normally under the hands of the owner, you are muchzak as the owner, and once you're muchzak as the owner, you win. The Tosos and the other Rishonim say no. The Marakama is always the winner. Unless it's obvious that he sold it. What's the only case obvious that he sold it? The only case it's obvious that he that he sold it is if he tainas the guy stole it from him, because we're not maxed that people mug people and steal their property. The Murakama wins. Why? Because it could be the Murakamas, and there's no proof. This is mamish 50-50. It's not like I said you broke into my house and stole it and you said you bought it. That's not 50-50. We're not mafsik like the people breaking the steel. It's 50-50. You could have bought the pen, you could have borrowed the pen. Either one is equally likely. What to do when either one is equally likely? Machlokes Rishonim to the Rambam, the other Rishonim. The Rambam holds Mutzuk always, always wins. Eli will have to be Ma'ayin over the weekend, whether or not that's Lashitase of the Rambam Tukvo Kohen, right? He's already not going to be able to sleep tonight, or try to sleep on Shabbos, at least tonight or Motzei Shabbos. So he's not sure if this is Lashitase and Tukvo Kohen or not. Don't worry, neither am I. But here we have a fundamental machlokes. Now that, again, I'm not claiming for the Ritva, but Rambam and the Meiri here versus all the other Rishonim. Now that the Rambam and the Meiri arguing together the Rishonim are sugya, and the Rambam and the Meiri arguing all the Rishonim about Dvarim Haru'uyim Lahashu Lahaskir V'lo Asuyim Lekach, I think it's pretty easy to say that, not Mocher, but it's pretty obvious to say that it's not a coincidence. That obviously is not a coincidence. They're the Klali Machlokas between the Rambam and everyone else. What if you're not sure which way to go? Who wins, the Murakama or the Mochsuk? Who has the upper hand? Who does it belong to until proven otherwise? So then, you could then say, in light of this, you could say, Nafkamina, our sugya of Shnayim, Ochsin, Betalis, and then only Echad Ochis, right? Two bottles of beer on the wall, right? All of a sudden, you're down to Echad Ochis Betalis. What do you do? Not in a case where I say I rent it to you without Eidim and I make a mufrach taina. It's obviously, if one guy makes a taina that's ridiculous, it's obvious who's going to win. In a case where they both have reasonable tainas, one guy says you gave in, and the other guy says you grabbed it for me. What do we do in that case where it's a reasonable taina but not a mufrach taina? Says the Rambam and the Meiri. Says the Rambam and the Meiri. The mufsuk wins. Why? Because there's no proof either way. There's svaras both ways. On the one hand, is the mussuk holding it in the way of a normal bailim? Yes, he's holding it in the way of a bailim, because he's holding a talus like most bailim hold their talus, and it's not like obvious that he just grabbed it. On the other hand, could he have grabbed it? Of course the Rambam admits he could have grabbed it. The Rambam's not stupid. He knows that he could. He knows the way fights work, and all of a sudden you wait for the right moment, and then you get the other guy. He knows he could have grabbed it. But it's not obvious either way. If it's not obvious, the Mosek wins. It's not Golgos. It's not Dvarim HaSuyim LaHash LaHaskir. It might be like Dvarim HaRuhuyim, but we don't care. While the other Rishonim, except for the Ritva, right? The other Rishonim say that, no, the Murakama wins for the same reason. Because there's no proof either way. And then it's very meduyah. What are the other Rishonim say? This led from Haru'uyim LaHash LaHaskir. It could very well be that he grabbed it. If it could very well be that he grabbed it, then the Murakama wins. The Rambam says, I don't care if it could very well be that he grabbed it. Could very well be that he grabbed it, but it could very well be that he didn't grab it. The Mochsuk wins until proven otherwise. So I'm claiming the focus between the Rambam and Bali Tosfos and the other Rishonim in our sugya, except for the Ritva, who would have to just say, no, I have like a machlokas in the umdana of Derech Ne'adam, what happens in this case. But except for that, even that, okay, if you look at the Lashon and the Ritva, most everyone else, you'll see how it works out. But the Rambam and the Meiri versus the other Rishonim are lishitasam in a fundamental machlokas about the basis of all of Toin V'Nitan, of who is really Mochsa. Do we say, again, everything belongs to the Murakama until proven otherwise, if there is a Murakama? Or do we say, if there is a Murakama, who it clearly belonged to at a certain point? Again, don't bring your rise from Daf Kuf when, if you don't know, of Machlok Par L'Chamer. But if there's a Murakama who it clearly belonged to, it still clearly belongs to him until proven otherwise. And the Rambam says, no, if someone's holding it, not a Gogos, not a Devar Asuyin, someone holding an object in a way that seems bailistic, then if someone looks like an owner, then we assume it's his until proven otherwise. And even if there's an afkamina, there's a perfectly logical possibility as to how he's not really the owner, such as he stole it. We don't accept, such as he might have borrowed it, or he might have grabbed it because he was already trying to grab it. Then the Rambam would say, there's a, I don't care if there's a perfectly logical possibility I'm not the owner, I'm holding it, I win. The other Rishonim would say, it's a perfectly logical possibility, so the Marakami keeps it.
So part of the realm of why did the Gemara say the reason is because he was tying them, he had a valid tying them.
That's the question all the Rishonim asked on the Rambam, which is, why not say even if he had a valid tying them? You don't need any lumpus. Even without lumpus, you can ask that question. Meaning, why didn't the Gemara just say he has no tying them?
Right.
So the answer has to be, maybe it was even if this was a rental, even if it was a tuxedo, or maybe just to show how ridiculous this tiny was so that he's a host of Kafran, because the issue was suggested. Yeah, I think an answer for the Rambam. Okay, that's what all I want to say. I see we didn't get to the next sugya now, but it's already very late. I see I have more makaros now, but I'm not sure that I should hand them out, so by special request, if you want, you can have them.
Is the Lashon that it's like to borrow her womb or like to borrow her asur?
It doesn't terribly matter because all the other Rishonim think that asuyin and ru'uyin mean the same thing, so they're not medaktik. Only the Rambam is medaktik, and he doesn't use that Lashon. Okay, so this is obviously something which we want to come back to, which is, you know, the fundamental rules of Toim v'Nitan, but already... I think we've gotten down the basic sodas, and we've seen that this machlokas posted around them here, unless it's just a stam technical machlokas in the derech of wrestling matches, is a very fundamental machlokas about the sod of mufzakas hamatzmas.